Hello students, our lesson today is on mail merge. Mail merge is a feature in Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel that allows us to create letters, labels, envelopes and so on, each personally addressed to a different recipient. This feature enables us to write just one document which can be used as a template. We can then input data such as names and addresses and merge it into the template document. A template is a sample document that already has some details in place. Let us find out the advantages of mail merge. 1. You can send a common document letter to many people. 2. Documents can be personalized for bulk mailing. 3. It is easy to make changes to a single document. 4. A common document can be saved and reused. 5. It saves time. Let us find out the different components of mail merge. 1. The main document. The main document contains the information that will remain the same in each of the merged documents. It can be a letter, envelope, label, and so on. 2. Data source. The data source contains information such as the name and address of the recipient. This information will change in every document and is to be inserted into the merged documents. 3. Merge document. When the main document and data source are merged, Microsoft Word replaces each merge field in the main document with data from the data source. The result is a third document, which is called the merge document, which is a combination of the main document and the data source. Let us take a look at the steps of mail merge. The steps of mail merge are 1. Creating the main document, 2. Creating the data source, and 3. Merging the main document with the data source. I will now tell you how to create the main document. The first step is to open Microsoft Word and type the invitation letter. When you have finished typing the invitation letter, click on the Mailings tab, then on the Start Mail Merge in the Start Mail Merge group. Then click on the Step-by-Step Mail Merge Wizard option. The Mail Merge task pane appears on the right side of the document window. Click on the Letters Radio button. Then click on the Next Starting Document option. You will be asked which document you would like to use for the mail merge. You have the document open. Click on Use the current document. Then click on Next Select Recipients option. I will now tell you how to create the data source. After you have finished creating the main document, you will be asked to select the recipients of your letter. First, as you are creating the data source for the first time, choose the Type a New List radio button. Click on Create. In the New Address List dialog box, enter the address information. Enter the details of the recipient in the text boxes. Click on New Entry to enter the details of the next recipient. Click on OK when you are done. The Save Address List window appears. Enter a name for the data source in the file name text box. Click on Save. A list of the recipient details that you enter appears in the Mail Merge Recipients window. Select the recipients you want to add to your main document by checking the boxes next to the recipients. Click on the OK button to close the window. In the Mail Merge task pane, click on the Next Write Your Letter option. We will now find out how to merge the main document with the data source. In the document, click on where you want the recipient details to appear. Click on Address Block in the Mail Merge task pane. In the Insert Address Block dialog box from the Specify Address Elements section, choose format in which you want to show the recipient name. Then click on the OK button. Address block will appear at the cursor position in the document. We now move on to printing the merged documents. You can print your document with the merged data of your data source. In order to print the documents, follow these steps. First, click on Next, Preview Your Letters. The name of the first recipient in the data source will appear in the document. Click on the arrows under the Preview Your Letters section to scroll through all the merged letters. Click on the Next Complete the Merge option. Then click on Print to print out the letter. Or you can click on Edit Individual Letters to customize each letter. If you choose the Edit Individual Letters option, the Merge to New Document dialog box will appear. Then click on All to merge all the records. Click on the OK button. When you click on OK, a new document will be created with each merged letter on a page. Save the merged file.